A job. Welcome to the world, man. He's working down there at one of those outfits, one of them grocery food outlets. Thank you, Lord. Everybody turn with me to 2 Peter. Before we get started, I just want to encourage everybody to trust in the Lord. Do not give up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. What looks impossible for you is simply not impossible for the Lord, and He loves you so much. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing up themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment, if He did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when He brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, He condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to them, the ungodly. That's what we hope to go through today, beloved. We'll see how far we get. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank You for Your anointing this morning. Thank You, Father God, that Your will is going to be done. Thank You, Father God, that no weapon formed against this body of believers can prosper. No weapon formed against this church can prosper. Thank You, Father God, that there's no division in this church, Lord, but we are all in one accord. We are all in one accord, and we love You, and we praise You. Your will be done, and thank You for Your Holy Spirit and Your anointing. In Jesus' name we praise. Amen. Go ahead and give them some praise real fast, guys. Guys, you know God is good. Amen. No matter what you're going through, God is good, and this is not the end. All right? It's going to get good. It's going to get real, real good. So just hang in there. 2 Peter 1 and verse 21. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man. So last week, Peter was talking about, hey, Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I saw Him transfigured with my own eyes. Me, James, and John, we saw the miracles. We saw Him fulfill the Old Testament prophecies. We saw Him fulfill everything that the Old Testament scriptures prophesied about Him. Okay, now keep in mind, the Messiah, He had to fulfill everything that was prophesied about Him in the Old Testament. If He missed out on one thing, well, then He wasn't the Messiah. Amen? Can I get a witness? He had to fulfill the law. He was the only one that could fulfill the law, and this is Jesus Christ. This is what Peter was talking about last week, and he says, listen, these Old Testament prophets, okay, these were mighty men of God. They weren't sitting back making up something so they could hopefully get themselves in some scripture somewhere. Okay, these were people that were carried along by the Holy Spirit, letting God use them, letting God flow through them to give us this scripture to give us these prophecies about the Messiah. So these men of old, spread out throughout thousands of years, weren't making up stuff, but they were being led by the Holy Spirit. And then we see Jesus Christ, the man, the Son of God, the God-man, fulfilling every single thing that was prophesied about the Messiah. Peter's like, I was there, man, for the death, and I was there for the resurrection. I'm a changed person. You can't make me doubt him. I know what I saw. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Amen? So that's where we're going to kind of start today. All right, so no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. But false prophets also arose among the people. So just like in the Old Testament days, just like in the days of old, when God would raise up a mighty man to prophesy about the Messiah, Satan would always raise up a counterfeit as well. What immediately comes to mind when I was reading this is, and there's a number of places in Scripture where a mighty man of God would be raised up as a prophet, and then there would be a counterfeit somewhere. Somebody that wanted to manipulate, someone that wanted to mislead the people. But immediately what came to mind is Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, who, as he prophesied and gave warnings to the people, these false prophets would say, no, everything's good. They would tell people what they wanted to hear. And people like to hear what they want to hear. I mean, let's be honest, right? That's not some great revelation. We like to hear stuff that makes us feel good. You know what I mean? We like that kind of stuff. So Jeremiah was telling them what God was saying, and these false prophets were saying, no, man, it's all good. Everything's going to be fine. You know? Listen, and I've come to find this out over the years, that the right thing, let's be honest, the right thing usually ain't the easy thing to do. You know what I mean? It's usually not, okay? So anyways, just like God has his men, Satan will raise up his counterfeit to try and manipulate, to try and mislead people. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. So Peter's saying, Satan did it back in the old day, all right? So don't think that he's not going to do it in the church age, okay? And that was true back then when Peter was doing his thing, and that's true now, okay? So, you know, anytime you're in a church or a, you know, someone starts to tell you to take away from the deity of Jesus Christ, okay, or tries to put you at a level with Jesus Christ, you need to just get out of there. Now, I'm just being honest with you, okay? There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen. Give him some praise. There's all kinds of cults and false religions that'll say you can get to eternity and you can get to eternal life, you can get to heaven, you can get to nirvana, all types of different ways. You know what I mean? Okay, there's only one way to salvation, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And all types of people will try and distort that, and they're not trying to distort that because for just something out of innocence or ignorance. They're doing that for some sort of gain. Amen? They're doing it for some sort of manipulative purpose for them to get something that they want from you. Amen? Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. All God's people said, thank you, Jesus. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring destructive heresy. Very important. Secretly. So, guys, I can't stress this enough, that we have to stay in the Scripture. We really do. Okay? We should have enough of an understanding, and we're all at different places, but we should have a basic understanding of the Word of God, that when some fancy boy says something that's not true, a red light goes off somewhere. You know, we're like, whoa, no, nope, 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 that's not right. I'm going to call Sister Claudia about that. That doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? We got to stay in the Word. Amen? Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path, right? We got to stay in the Word of God. That way we're going to know. And we got to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every believer has the Holy Spirit in them. You know what I'm saying? We need to grow in that relationship with the Holy Spirit by hanging out in the Scriptures with the Holy Spirit. So when somebody says something that's false, we're like, no way, man. Can I get a witness? Who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. It's not going to be in your face, man. You know what I mean? It's secret. Satan will appear as an angel of light because he wants to deceive all of us. You know what I mean? If he could get this whole church caught up in a bunch of hoopla craziness, man, he'd love that. You know what I mean? But it's never going to happen in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Who will secretly bring in destructive heresy. So what's a heresy? You know, we have this foundation, man. We have this foundation, and it's got to be Jesus Christ. Okay? The prophets of the Old Testament prophesied about Jesus Christ, prophesied about the Messiah. The apostles preached about the Messiah. We got to have that. We cannot deviate from the teachings of Jesus Christ. You can't take away from the teachings of Jesus Christ. You cannot add to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? You can't. That's all we need. Okay? God's not ever going to tell, listen to me, God's not ever going to tell somebody, hey, Jesus wants to give you something completely extra and different than what's in the Bible. He's not going to do that. You know what I mean? This is the Word of God. This is our manual for life. I'm not saying you can't have a word of encouragement. I'm not saying somebody can't prophesy over you, but it is never going to be contrary from the Word of God. It's not going to happen. It won't happen. And then if anybody tells you something contrary to the Word of God, kick them in the knee. No, don't do that. No. If anybody ever tells you something that is different than what the Bible says, okay, you need to just get away from it, all right? Because that's going to lead you in a bad place. Can I get a witness? Who will secretly bring destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them. Okay, so here's these guys, wolves in sheep's clothing, amongst the flock, coming in, misleading people, and they are rejecting what Jesus Christ did for them. They're right. They might be right there amongst you in the church. They might be in the same place. They might even say they're Christians. You know what I mean? But they have decided that they will not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Even though that price was paid, they're like, nope, nope, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this deceptive thing. And I'm not saying that people that practice deception aren't saved, because we've all fallen short, and even as Christians, we do things we shouldn't do. But let's look at the text right here. He who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them. Okay, they're denying Jesus Christ. They're denying what was given to them. No, I will not accept Jesus Christ, but I'm going to use this as an opportunity for me to gain something. You know, your whole Jim Jones type stuff, right? Even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Is that true? Is that true? Because I see a lot of people, I've read a lot of stuff, I've seen where a lot of people, you know, it would just appear like they're purposely misleading people, talking about stuff that's not true, and they seem to be doing just fine. And some of these, you know, cults are growing and growing and growing and growing. So where's this swift destruction? All God's people said, it's coming. It's coming. Swift, look at swift like this. You know, you can be walking around doing just fine, thinking you're on top of the world, and then all of a sudden you slip and you fall and you hurt your tailbone, and now you're in the nursing home for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty swift, man. You know what I mean? Just happened just like that. The other day, me and Big Sam Callahan, that's my boy, me and Big Sam and Rachel Grace, we were in Milton. Sam had just got a school haircut. And we were driving out of the parking lot, driving nice and slow, being attentive like I always am, being attentive, and this dude backs out right in front of us, didn't look at anything. I had to slam on the brakes. He never even saw me, and then when he saw me, he looked at me like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. It's cool, man, because I was paying attention. But see, that was swift, man. That just happened just like that, out of the blue. I wasn't expecting that. He wasn't expecting that, and thank goodness no one got hurt. We didn't hit each other, but I'm just saying, man, this destruction, there will be a time of judgment for everybody, everybody. You know what I mean? So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to do that. Don't put it off another day. Do not do it, all right? You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you never know what's going to happen, because it can be very swift, man. You know, you can be called home tonight, this afternoon, this evening. Amen? Okay, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. So, listen to this. We know this. that we're going to reap what we sow. You know, God is not mocked. That's all we need to remember right there. God is not mocked. Okay? If you want to distort His word, you want to mislead people for your own gain, okay, that's not going to turn out good for you, and it's not going to turn out good for the people that you lead astray. You know what I mean? Can I get a witness? Okay, let's go to Ephesians 2:20. Let's read that. Talking about that foundation, guys. We can't deviate from this, all right? You can't deviate from the Word of God. Built on the foundation of the apostles. Okay, we're talking about the disciples here. We're talking about the ones that were tapped on the shoulder by Jesus Christ. Go out and spread the gospel. Go out and spread the good news, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Jesus Christ gave them a message, and we have that message in this word right here. You know what I'm saying? Can't deviate from that. Amen? Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the Old Testament prophets prophesied about the Messiah. Built on the foundation of the apostles, prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Okay, now, to start building something, man, back in the old day, you had to have that cornerstone. And everything was pulled off of that. Everything was measured off of that. Everything was literally built off of that cornerstone. And that cornerstone had to be as perfect as possible so things didn't get messed up. You ever worked in construction? And if the slab's a little bit off, that's going to affect everything all the way up. And if you need slab work, I'd like to steer you in the right direction. We have people in this congregation that do amazing concrete work. Amazing concrete. And, yep. Go Josh. No, I'm playing. But they are awesome. But, you know, if the foundation's messed up, and you know this, if you ever did anything with construction, man, that foundation's off, it's going to mess up everything. All the way up, man, until the roof, all of it is going to get crooked. And it always happens. It always happens a little bit because there's nothing perfect here. But let's talk about that perfect cornerstone, that perfect capstone. That's Jesus Christ. Okay? That's our foundation right there. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Without Jesus Christ, there's nothing. Amen? Can I get a witness? Let's go to the next slide. Man, them donuts look so good. Hey, man, look, sometimes there's donuts in the back. No, but they're there. I mean, they're there. All you got to do is meander back there. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. 2 Peter 2 and verse 2. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. Okay, so Pete's saying, look, man, Old Testament prophets, they had to deal with these counterfeits, stirring up trouble, causing trouble. Same in the church age, same right now in this part of the church age. Satan's always going to have his false teachers trying to mislead people. Amen? Okay, and God just said through Peter that they're going to have a time of judgment. Okay? And many will follow their sensuality. Many people are going to be led astray because their message sounds good to the flesh. Their message sounds really, really good. They've been led away. They're an immoral group of folks because that's what sensuality means. It can mean immoral, and we usually think of sexually immoral, and it certainly does mean that. And most of the time it does mean that. But it also means like lacking in self-control in all areas. Okay, so somebody comes into your church or meets you in the parking lot, and he's talking about all kinds of stuff, and you're like, man, I never knew that was in the Bible. Well, it's not in the Bible, probably, you know. Or if it is, they're twisting it, man, okay? Twisting it because they always have to work with the, remember, a counterfeit looks like the real thing, man, right? So they're going to mix and twist stuff, and it's going to be something that feels good to your flesh. Something they, oh, man, yeah, sign me up, brother. You know what I mean? I never knew you could do that. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. Okay, these false teachers that are out and about today, there's a lot of cults, a lot of false religions, and guess what? The world will clump us all together. You know what I mean? They'll clump us together with cults and different things like that, and guess what? It brings unfair criticism on the church. It brings unfair criticism on the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? That doesn't change what we have to do. Amen. The world's going to do what the world does, and we need to have a heart and a burden for a lost and dying world. And we need to make sure that when that criticism comes upon us, that we are criticized for following the Word of God and nothing else. You know what I mean? Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And verse 3, and in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Now that okay, so let's see. We have some, what's the word I'm looking for here? We have some characteristics of false teachings, false prophets, people that want to mislead us. Okay, we see some immoral behavior, some lack of self-control, and we see greed. All right? So that's just some things we want to look out for. Amen? Can I get a witness? And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Okay, so they're out to use you, to manipulate you. They want to exploit you. Okay, instead of what the church is supposed to do, lead people to the foot of the cross, encourage the saints, build one another up, encourage one another in the Word of God. These false teachers are just, and they might even come across real slick and smooth. You know what I mean? But it's just to exploit you, to use you, to manipulate you, to get what they can out of you. Probably something to do with your pocketbook. Can I get a witness? And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. And having said that, I would like to say that I am so, so proud of this church. This is such a giving church, man. You know, we there's not a lot of us. I mean, considering there's not a lot of us, but we do a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And let us not grow weary in doing that. And if there ever comes a time, and you're like, well, I can't give to this need in the community. Well, then you know what? Pray for those people. Do what you can, because prayer changes things. Amen. Okay, but thank you guys so much for your generosity. It's such a big blessing to all these people. And whether or not these people ever, this is a rabbit trail, but whether or not these people ever step foot in our church, I could care less, right? Who cares about that? That'd be great if they come to our church. But we want to show these people the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what it's all about, leading the lost to the foot of the cross. And these current people, I don't know if they go to church or anything like that. I couldn't tell you. But we want to show everybody the love of Jesus. Amen? And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Instead of developing and encouraging, they exploit. Verse 3, part B. Their condemnation, here we go again. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle. So we can see these people. It looks like they're false things. They're flourishing and they're leading many people astray. And they might be leading many people astray. You know what I mean? But God's taking notice of it as well. And God's not being idle. We think God's not paying attention. You think God's not paying attention to what you're doing? You think God's not paying attention to what you're going through? He is very much concerned and committed to his children. And he loves his children. And there will be a time of judgment for everybody that has rejected Jesus Christ. You know, and the same goes for these people that are spreading false lies, man. Well, false lies. Lies are false, I guess. Do you know what I mean? Their condemnation from long ago, God knew this was going to happen before the foundations of the earth. Just like before the foundations of the earth, he made a way for us to be saved. He also knew that there would be these folks that wanted to manipulate and cause harm to his children, to mislead people. And he knows that there will be a time and a place for judgment. Amen. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. Galatians 6 and verse 7, right there on your monitor. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. That is a true statement if there ever was one, man. There will be a time of judgment for all of us, even Christians. It's not going to be that great white throne of judgment, but we're going to be held account for what we did or didn't do. You know what I mean? We're going to have to give an answer for why didn't we witness, why didn't we do that, you know? And we need to have a burden, man. Really, really, really pray every day. God, put somebody on my path, Lord, that I can show the love of Jesus to. Because that's why we're here, to show the world the love of Jesus. Give glory to God. You know what I mean? And who wants to get up to heaven and be like, Paul, you could have did so much more. Yeah, I know, man, but I was tired and had a sugar issue. man, whatever. That's not going to hold any water. We have a sugar issue because you fatten up. Jesus, don't say that to me. No, but, Their 3B, their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. Okay. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. True statement. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Is everybody doing all right? Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 2 and verse 4. Now listen up, guys. Because we can look around and be like, well, God, you're not doing anything about this, man. Well, God knows what he's doing. He's not being lazy. He hasn't forgotten nothing. 2 Peter 2, verse 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. Man, that's scary. Do you guys know about that stuff, man? How they got these fallen angels and these angels that cohabitated with women on earth. And God's like, nope. And God threw them in hell, and they're chained up. And guess what? You know what I mean? Even those that are in hell, that are chained up, whether they're fallen angels or a lost soul, man, someone that never accepted Jesus Christ, somebody that's been in hell, this is how it is, man. Someone that's been in hell for 200, 300 years now, 1,000 years, it's not going to get any better. Not only that, it's going to get a heck of a lot worse for those guys. Let that be something to inspire us to spread the word of God to our brother, to our family, to those around us, man. God doesn't want anyone to perish, and we should have that heart for those people as well. Amen. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until judgment, there will be a time of judgment. You know, there's going to be a time when hell will go from the frying pan into the fire. Is that how you say that? Frying pan? There will be a time when those that are in hell will be thrown into the lake of fire. So whatever torment they're going through now, imagine turning that up to like a gazillion by a gazillion. Who wants to swim in a lake of fire forever and ever and ever? Well, I believe that's just a metaphor for the worst thing possible. So what? Who knows, man? Okay, if it ain't fire, and I think it's fire, you know, I believe that's pretty clear. But if you want to say, well, that's just some metaphor for the worst thing possible, it's the worst thing possible then. You know what I mean? It ain't good. Man, all the good bands are going to be there. Man, come on, man. That ain't true. All God's people said, that ain't true. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, look, man, if God has thrown his angels that have fallen, that had went against him, if he threw them into hell, do you think he's overlooking what these false prophets and these false teachers are doing when they're taking the word of God and distorting it for personal gain, to manipulate people for destruction, for evilness? You think he's going to let that slip by? Nope. He's not being idle like you might think he is. Not at all. And nothing escapes him. You can go to the bottom of the ocean. You can go to the top of the mountain. God sees all. Amen. If he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness. This is good too. This is really, really good too. Okay. A lot of us may be concerned about the world we live in. And, you know, it could be kind of freaky. A lot of scary stuff going on. What's going to happen, you know, if Christians are persecuted here in America like they are in the Middle East or in Vietnam? Well, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others. So the whole world, man, was bad, man. The whole world had completely rejected God. It was evil on a scale we can't even imagine. So if you think the world's getting bad now, imagine what it was like back then. You know what I mean? But there was Noah, a herald of righteousness, a preacher, if you will. You know what I mean? And God said, you know what? I'm going to take care of you. So no matter how bad it gets, No matter how crazy your world gets, let me just say this. You are indestructible. You are absolutely indestructible until the good Lord says, okay, it's time for you to graduate. It's time for you to get your blessing. And just like Bobby Jean Joyner, man, she was completely indestructible. And when the Lord said it was time for her to come get her blessing, buddy, she had to go get her blessing. And she wouldn't come back if she could because she knows we're going to be up there real soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Even if our world is completely different tomorrow, if our whole world is turned upside down by the time we want to go to bed tonight, God is good and God is faithful. And if he took care of Noah, he'll take care of us and he'll make a way where there is no way. Amen. Well, what if I lose my life? Well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know what? And it's all good. All God's people said it's all good, man. All right. If he did not spare the ancient world, but preserve Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, his children and their mates, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. That's some pretty hardcore judgment right there, ain't it? Peter's just making the point, man. There's always been a counterfeit, okay? There has always been a counterfeit, and you can tell the counterfeit, you can tell the false prophet, because he's not going to have those godly attributes he talked about earlier in the letter. They're not going to have self-control. They're not going to be a moral people. They're going to be greedy. They're going to have their own manipulation thing going on for their own gain. Okay? So we stay in the Word, and we yield to the Holy Spirit. So when we see something crazy, we hear something crazy, we're like, hey, honey, get the kids. This is wacky stuff. Let's get out of here. Can I get a witness? If he did not spare the ancient world, but dude, I already read that like 8 times. When he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. Let me read Psalm 37, guys. Psalm 37, 25. This is for all of us. All of this is for all of us. But man, some of us really need to grab hold of this verse right here. We're almost done. Grab a hold of this verse. Psalm 37, verse 25. I was young and now I'm old. Can I get a witness? I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. This is David right here. David went through a lot of crazy stuff, man. A lot of crazy stuff, man. A lot of stuff that was completely not his fault, man. Saul wanted to kill him. All types of just horrible things were happening to this fella. But he trusted in God and he praised God, man. In the hardest, craziest times of his life, he praised the Lord. And when he messed up big time and committed adultery and murder, you know what I mean? When that come to light, you know what he did? He praised the Lord, man. He repented. He praised the Lord. My friends, we got to keep our focus on the Lord. Can I get a witness? I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Buddy, I've looked around. I've lived life. I've seen a lot of stuff, but I've never seen someone that loves Jesus forsaken. Because it doesn't happen. It cannot happen because God is faithful. Even when we're faithless, God is faithful. He's a covenant God. We're in a covenant relationship with him. When we go ahead and try and break it, he's like, nah, you're mine and I love you. I love you. I'm not going to forsake you. People might come in and out of your life. People that you thought would never do you wrong might do you wrong, but I'll never do you wrong. Never. All God's people said never. But say it like this. Say never. Never. Never, never, never. Yet I, see, it is, no, I'm not even going to say that. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Well, hold on now, Paul. I've known plenty of Christian folks that have went through hard times and they've had to get handouts and stuff like that. Yeah, but they're not forsaken. They're not forsaken and God is faithful and God's going to take care of his people. Can I get a witness? Give them some praise. Let's go to the next slide. 2 Peter 2 and verse 6. Remember, Pete's saying, God's going to take care of these folks. There will be a time of judgment. And if you belong to the Lord, you don't have to have any fear. God's going to take care of you. Amen? If he did this to the fallen angels, or if these fallen angels did it to themselves, if God flooded the world because they rebelled against the Most High God. 2 Peter 2, verse 6. If by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Hey, he didn't let Sodom and Gomorrah get away with it, did he? And people, man, there's some of us really like that section. Like, Sodom, that means sodomy, and that's homosexuals, and all homosexuals are going to burn in a lake of fire. Hey, listen, man, God does hate homosexuality. He does. But he also hates your sin, too. Whatever your little private sin is, you know, whatever we're doing, you know, God hates it when you stroll around on that computer looking at them dirty pictures. You know, God hates it when you're cheating on your better half. God hates, well, I never cheated on my better half. Well, if you looked on a woman with lust, you know what I'm saying? We can be really quick to judge the people that are struggling with homosexuality, and that is a sin. There's no getting around that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it's not a sin, all right? But ain't nobody in here perfect. Not a single one of us are perfect. You know what? And it's so easy for us to get on our high horse because it's something that we're not tempted by. This church can't be like that, man. We got to show the world the love of Jesus. We have to deliver the truth, but we deliver the truth in love, just like what Jesus Christ did to us. Amen. We're not going to judge somebody because they're tempted by something. Amen. We want to help them. We want to steer them in the right direction. We want to give them the love of Jesus. Amen. If by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. Look at that. To the ungodly. Okay. Anybody that decides that they don't need Jesus Christ, anybody that decides, you know what, I don't care if you serve Jesus, but I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do that. If you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are an enemy of the Lord. That's just how it is, man. You've decided, you've drawn a line in the sand and said, I don't need that. I don't need your forgiveness. I don't appreciate it. I don't need it. I don't have to have it. I'm good enough on my own. And you know in your heart you are not good enough on your own. You know that. If by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. That's all of us without Jesus Christ. Peter's just driving this point home. Nothing gets by on God. God has his church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against that church. God's church is going to do what that church is supposed to do, and God wants his church to wake up and man up and grow up. No doubt about that. You know what I'm saying? And that's all of us. That's me. Especially me. Whoop-dee-dee. All right, what's going on here? Once again, God is not mocked. If Sodom and Gomorrah was judged for sin, will he not also judge the false teacher and his followers? Will he not also judge those who do not ask Jesus to be Lord, those who reject the gospel? Let us read Matthew 18 and verse 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, talking about those false teachers, talking about those people that manipulate folks for their own greed, their own gain. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck. I know a little bit about millstones. Actually, I don't know anything at all about millstones, but I've seen a few of them, and they're quite large, and they're quite heavy, and it seems incredibly uncomfortable to have one tied around your neck on dry ground. Couldn't imagine having a huge millstone tied around my neck, then pushed into the depths of the ocean, and having my ears pop and my eyes burn with the salt water. As I go chug-a-lug-dug down to the bottom and I see the little fishies swimming around. That's not a cool picture, man. That's not a cool picture at all. Even as stupid as I painted it, that's not a cool picture, man. But look, God's saying it would be so better for one of these dudes that want to take my word and distort it for their own personal gain to manipulate people for something evil, it'd be better for them to have millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the depths of the ocean, man. It'd be so much better for them than what awaits them for misleading folks. Okay, that's the point Pete's driving home. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. God is not mocked, beloved. That's cool, man. God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap. You know, but what if we're serving the Lord, man? What if we're sacrificing for the Lord? What if they're picking up, what if we're picking up our cross daily and following him? And people do reject us. People do come against us. You know, God's going to take good care of his people. God is not mocked. We're going to sow a big harvest. So don't give up. Don't go weary in doing good. Amen? Father God, I ask you right now to bless these folks, Lord. Those of us in here with heavy hearts, Lord, thank you for giving us peace. Those of us with heavy hearts, Lord, this morning, give us wisdom and direction, Lord. Thank you for your healing power in our bodies and in our hearts and in our homes, Lord. Give us wisdom and direction. We love you. We praise you, Lord. Bless these school children all throughout the nation, all throughout the world, and throughout this county. Our children, Lord, as they go out to school, keep them safe, Lord. Thank you for angels round about us. Thank you, Father God. We rebuke the attacks of Satan. We rebuke the spirit of homicide that has been let loose over this land. Thank you, Father God, that your church is active. Your church is about your business, Lord. And we're not condemning. We're not judging, folks. We're about your business. And we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So looky here. We're taking up clothes for these three little ones. You can get with me anytime. You can slip me some cold hard cash. I'll make sure it gets to them. A lot of people have already done that. Pray for the school kids this weekend. Pray for